Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get Dr. Graham's book, Angels. But first, here's his message, Life on the Rock.
It is critical that you know you are forgiven forever, that you have a faith, a life that lasts. That's what I want to talk to you about today. So I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Luke, and we come to the conclusion of our Lord's message to his disciples, the Sermon on the Mount given in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, and this Sermon on the Level given to his disciples specifically, very similar to the Sermon on the Mount, but most Bible scholars believe this is a different presentation of many of the same truths that Jesus gave to his followers. And so the greatest sermon ever preached. And at the conclusion, Jesus tells a story. And it is a very familiar story and one that is very simple. And yet, underscoring this story is the most important truth that you can learn. Whether your house, your life is built upon Christ and therefore lasting forever, or if your life is built on nothing, and when life bottoms out and the storms come and rage against your life, there's nothing left to hold you up, and therefore the collapse of your life. So there's a contrast here between life as Jesus has designed it and built as Jesus has given us, and a life that has no foundation. Before we read the scripture today, what's most important, what I want you to hear today is this. I want to ask you a question. Is your faith real? Because, you know, there are a lot of posers today in life. In fact, one of the fads of our culture is the reality television show. Now, I don't know how much reality TV you've been watching. If you've been watching much, you don't have enough to do, okay? But so much of reality TV is just unreality. It's just performance. I don't want your life to be a bad reality TV show. I want my life and your life to be built on something that is solid, strong, and stable. Because when storms come, and they do come, no life is storm-proof. We all face the tides and the tempest of life and hardships and struggles in life. And when the storms of life rage against us and our house, it is whether or not we are built upon a strong foundation, a solid foundation, the foundation that is in Jesus Christ, or else nothing. That is whether or not our lives will last or whether or not they will not last. Frankly, there are many people sitting in churches today who have no foundation because they don't have Christ in their lives. They're in church, but not in Christ. They have not possessed what they have professed. That's what Jesus is talking about at this very stinging conclusion to his sermon. So begin reading with me in verse 46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you to do? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it because it had been built well. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. And when the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Yes, there are always imitators and posers, the fakers, who say one thing and do something else, who say they are Christians, but in reality are not. Now, I want us to be especially careful today because you may be thinking, I wish so-and-so was here today to hear this message. I want you to draw a circle around your life and hear this message. I'm not asking you, is someone else a Christian? I'm asking, are you a Christian? It's not, is so-and-so a Christian? I want you to ask yourself the question today, am I a Christ follower? Am I a Christian? Am I a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ? And Jesus tells us there is a way that we can know. We must know, we need to know, we can know. And Jesus said, here's how you know. Check your foundation. Look underneath. Here are two men. One hurriedly builds a house with no foundation, just on sand. Here's another man who builds his house, very similar. So, you know, they have the same aspirations. They want a home. They want a place to live, a place for their family. They build a house, one on sand. The other takes the time. Jesus said, digs down deep at a cost. He works hard, but before he builds on top, he builds this foundation. And then when the storm comes, the test is given as to how the house or the life is built. Check the foundation. It's all about verse 46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord? Notice this is public, is personal. Why do you call me? Why do you call me as public? Lord, Lord is passionate. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say? Now, let me just put this on pause for a moment and say, we're not talking here about struggling Christians. Christians who sin, because we all sin. We're not talking about someone who fails and stumbles in the Christian life. But we're talking about the difference between someone who knows Christ and someone who doesn't. Someone who is living the life and someone who's not living the life. Someone who is real and someone who is not real. Jesus said, why do you call me Lord and do not obey me? Now that's a simple truth, but it's one that we so often miss. The truth is Jesus will change and transform your life when you come to Him, when you are really changed from within, when you are converted.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and his message, Life on the Rock. Pastor, this month we have a special gift for our listeners who give a gift to PowerPoint. It's your book, Angels. What can you tell us about this powerful resource?
As a follower of Jesus, you are caught up in something much larger than you can even see, an invisible war for the cause of Christ that's heating up in unmistakable ways. But you're not alone in this fight. Hebrews 1:14 says, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? These powerful angel beings are working and warring on our behalf this very day. Christ sent His angels to care for His church, to protect you, the Christian, to encourage you and inspire you to push back the enemy and boldly live out your faith every single day. When you see that you're a part of a much bigger story playing out in both the spiritual and physical realms, it realigns your heart to the truth. Help make sense of your struggles and inspires you to stand firm with your angelic allies for the cause of Christ. That's why I'd like to send you my book, Angels, to help encourage you to find your God-given support to stand firm and stay the course in the spiritual battle that's being waged today. Angels is my way to say thank you for your financial support to help us proclaim the gospel of Jesus through PowerPoint. So be sure to request your copy of Angels today when you give your best gift.
Call today and get Angels as our thank you for your gift. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. Or text the word PowerPoint to 313131. That's PowerPoint to 313131. Now let's get back to today's message, Life on the Rock.
What is a real Christian? You ask the average person in your neighborhood, at your office, you'll get an answer something like this. Well, a Christian is somebody who goes to church, they read their Bible, keep the Ten Commandments, live by the Sermon on the Mount, obey the Golden Rule, be a good person, live a good life. Well, you can do all of these things and believe these things and not be a Christian. Now, if you are a Christian, you will want to do these things and more. But you can do all of these things, but not be changed from within, not be transformed by the power of Jesus Christ. For example, you can pray and not be a Christian. You can make visible changes in your life. Decide to straighten up, walk the straight and narrow. Modify your behavior, stop doing certain things, start doing other things. You can change the way you live your life externally and not be a Christian. You can participate in the ceremonies of your church, the Lord's Supper, and baptism, and not be a bona fide believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can be a member of a church. You can be a leader in the church, a member of the choir, a Sunday school teacher, and not personally know Christ. I've seen it many times. Listen to me. You can be the pastor of the church and not be saved. In the parallel passage of Luke 6 and the 7th chapter of Matthew, Jesus said, on that day of judgment, many will say, did we not perform many works in your name? Did we not proclaim your word? Did we not raise the dead? Did we not cast out demons? Jesus says, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. I never knew you. So it's possible to preach and to teach and to lead. It's the most terrifying thought in all of the Bible, to think that you are saved and you are not saved. That is why it is critical today, and the burden of my heart today is to so preach that you will examine your own life and settle for certain that you are planted on the rock that is Jesus Christ. That you know Jesus Christ, that you're constructing your life upon Him. A rich young ruler came to Jesus and said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus told him to keep the commandments. He claimed that he kept the commandments, though he hadn't. There was covetousness in his heart. But ultimately, he walked away from Jesus. He did not follow Jesus. Though he kept the commandments, he was unwilling to commit his life to follow Jesus Christ. The illustration of Judas. Judas was the ultimate insider. He heard the messages of Jesus. This message in Luke 6, he listened at the Sermon on the Mount. Beyond that, he had personal and private conversations with our Lord, up close and personal. He had a front row seat to the life of Jesus. He saw the miracles. He watched as Jesus walked on the water. He was there when Jesus healed blind eyes and touched leprous bodies and made them clean. Judas Iscariot was there when Jesus spoke and said, "Lazarus, come out of that grave," and a dead man rose. He saw every bit of that. And yet, he betrayed our Lord with a kiss. He was so close that he kissed him goodbye. And with it, life goodbye. I'm simply saying that it is possible to be very, very close to Jesus and not know Jesus. And it is too terrifying, too great a thought, a possibility for any of us to neglect. And therefore, we examine our own lives. The Apostle Paul said, "Examine your life and see if you be in the faith." We're here to build faith. I'm not here to create doubt. But I am concerned about many who say one thing and do something else. And you know who I'm talking about if you're really taking this to heart. You know if you're living for Christ or not. You know you're obeying God or you're obeying God or not. You know if this is all a sham. And you're just going through the motions and going to church every now and then, you know if it's real or not. Say, "Well, what about grace? What about grace? What about faith? I thought salvation was all about grace, all about faith." Yes, it is. But grace never leaves us where grace found us. And faith alone, without works, according to the scripture, does not save. You say, "Where does it say that?" Well, you're in Luke chapter 6. Just go to the book of James. Go to the book of James chapter 2. And let me introduce you to the other side of faith. And that is works. Verse 14 says, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith?" Notice he just says he has faith. Not that he has faith, but he says he has faith, but does not have works. Can that faith save him? In other words, can a workless faith save? Verse 17, "So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is what? Dead. But someone will say, "You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." Now, is James saying something different than, for example, the Apostle Paul, who said, "For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast"? Is the scripture contradicting itself? Are these two men in conflict? Absolutely not. When we talk about God's grace and faith, we're talking about the provision of salvation. James is talking about the proof of salvation. It's the difference between the root and the fruit. The difference between the foundation and the building. And Jesus says there are two kinds of people. Those who hear and do the will of God, the word of God, my word, my will, and those who don't. It's the difference between those who hear the word of God and those who do the word of God. And if you are a believer, you will do the word of God. You will do the will of God. If you went to Germany, a little place called Lubbock, Germany. Yes, there is a place called Lubbock in Germany. But there is an old cathedral with these words inscribed. "Thus speaketh Christ our Lord to us. You call me master and obey me not. You call me light and see me not. You call me the way and walk me not. You call me wise and follow me not. You call me fair and love me not. You call me rich and ask me not. You call me eternal and seek me not. If I condemn you, blame me not." The faith that saves works. Genuine, bona fide believers obey God in the way they live their lives. Again, not perfectly, but progressively. We become more and more like Christ. The direction of your life is changed. That's called conversion. It's called repentance. And unrepentant, unchanged people are not saved according to Jesus. And here's how you can know. When the storms of life blow, when some tornado of temptation is unleashed against you, when some great flood tide of suffering or illness, when your life bottoms out financially, when there is a great storm in your life, if you are built upon Christ, you will run to the rock, you will stand upon the rock that is Christ. Otherwise, you sink like sand. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Christ is the solid rock. And the test of life, the trials of life that blow against us, and you can expect those winds to blow. You can certainly expect those trials to come. When they do, this tests your faith, and the faith that can't be tested is a faith that can't be trusted. A faith that can't be shaken is built upon a life that has been shaken and stood in Christ. So how is it with you? I've seen over the years storms strike church members and they run away and they abandon faith. And we wonder what happened. Did they lose their faith? Never had it. And the winds and the storms demonstrated that their life was built on sand. One day, your storm will come. You're either in a storm, or you're coming out of a storm, or you're getting ready to go into a storm. How's your foundation? How's your life built? Is it built upon the Lord Jesus Christ? The storms will test your faith and your foundation, but Jesus will sustain you. He will be your strength and your stability. He is the rock to which we run. He is the rock that is our Redeemer. Do you know Him? Or do you have a hand-me-down faith? Hand-me-down faith won't last. You say, well, my parents believe. Okay, good. Do you believe? Well, my friends at church are believers. Okay, great. Are you a believer? Don't rely upon your parents' faith, your friends' faith, your pastor's faith. Because people will let you down. I could let you down. Don't build your life on anyone or anything but Christ. Christ is the one and only true foundation. Ultimately, every person is going to stand before holy God. And if you stand alone with no foundation, there's nothing to keep you from falling into hell. But if you stand in Christ, the solid rock, there will be strength, there will be stability, there will be salvation in your life when you stand before God. Let everyone examine their own life.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, Life on the Rock. The spiritual battle that's raging around us couldn't be more evident. And as a member of Christ's church, you have the support of His mighty angels to win the fight. In his book, Angels, Dr. Graham shows you how to tap into the support God has given you through His angels so you can stand strong and defeat the enemy in the fight for our culture. Angels is our thanks for your gift today to help boldly proclaim the truth of the gospel and the hope it brings to more people around the world through PowerPoint. So call now to request your copy of Angels when you give. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. 4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website, again, is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
It really blows my mind to think that we can enter into the presence of God. God who is holy, God who is perfect, invites us to come into His presence, and that's made available to us because of what Christ has done for us. When we build our lives upon Him and trust in Him as our Lord and Savior, we have a personal relationship with Christ. That means we can converse with Him. We can walk with Him on a daily basis, and that means connecting to His Word and living the Christian life in the power of His Spirit. The writer of the book of Hebrews tells us that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, not brashly, but boldly, with authority. Christ has given us the privilege and the position of righteousness to come into His presence and to ask Him anything. With that access comes our responsibility to take what God gives us and bless others, and love others, and to help those in need, and especially to share the good news of Jesus Christ. May God bless you as you live in His presence each day and live out the power of His presence through your life. I want to encourage you to visit us at jackgraham.org and be a part of the online conversation through Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Jack N. Graham. That's Jack N. G-R-A-H-A-M. Or join us on Facebook. This is a lot of fun and it's profitable to share together an ongoing conversation online, and we enjoy doing that. I personally enjoy that. And yes, I personally write all my Twitter information. So you'll get exactly what I am, Jack Graham, talking about a lot of different subjects if you join me on Twitter and on Facebook as well. Thank you for your commitment to this program, to listen, to pray, and also to give. When you go online at jackgraham.org, you can also donate to this ministry. And I can tell you that we are dependent upon your faithful prayers and your donations as we go forward, taking the message of the Word of God, the testimony of Jesus to the world. So thank you, and God bless you for your participation with us at PowerPoint.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's book, Angels, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. And join us again next time as Dr. Graham brings a message about overcoming your doubts. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.